What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, before we get into things, there may or may not be a show on Friday because I am going to Schlitterbahn, a water park here. And so I'm not sure if I'll even have time to record a show on Friday. So I'd say plan for there not to be one, but there could potentially be one. It just depends on my timing. But, you know, I'm going to be at the water park, so chances are it's not going to be happening. So let's get right into the top 10 MLB power rankings for this week. Not a whole lot of changes. We do still have two teams on fire, cooling off a little bit, but they're still up there. But one team is just tumbling down the rankings and are in a deep slump right now. But I don't expect the slump to last, but I'm going to enjoy it while it does. So let's get into right into number one. Still remains the Milwaukee Brewers. Overall record of 74-44. They are 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Minnesota Twins. And I always want to call him Mike, and it's probably because of the Miz, probably because of the wrestler, the Miz. But anyway, Mizorowski, he became the second fastest pitcher ever to 200 strikeouts in a season. The only person who did it faster than him actually was Corbin Burns a few years ago when he pitched with the Arizona Diamondbacks. But Mizorowski became the second fastest 200 Ks in a season. And that's not a shock at all, just because the dude has been mowing him down. And really just been, I mean, it just kind of feels like every time the dude's throwing a pitch, it's a strikeout at this point. So he's been just adding into his amazing season that he has had so far. And that's pretty much what's been carrying this Brewers team. I mean, there's been a lot going on with this team. I mean, they're playing great offensively and defensively. But their starting pitching has been pretty solid for the most part, as well as their bullpen. So this Brewers team's looking really solid and not being really taken that serious as we head down the stretch here as we get closer to the playoffs. I don't think a lot of people are taking them that serious once we get to the playoffs, just because there is a lot of talent on some of these other teams like the Dodgers and the Braves and the Phillies. I kind of think those are more talented teams, but at the end of the day, this Brewers team has been probably the most consistent team in baseball all season from start to finish. I mean, they started off the season hot. I think they've had their division lead, if not the entire season, the majority of the season. And they really haven't had a losing skid just yet. And they've pretty much just been dominating all season long. So it's going to be interesting to see how things pan out once we get to the playoffs. But I think a lot of people are sleeping on this Brewers team. Then at number two on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Atlanta Braves, overall record of 71-47, and they are 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Miami Marlins and lost the series to the New York Yankees. But this team has been on fire the last couple of weeks, and especially since Acuña Jr. came back off of the IL, he's been just knocking home runs out of the park, and he looks like the old Acuña Jr., and this is a team that is getting really hot at the right time. I mean, they started off the season hot, kind of had that slump right around the All-Star break, but now they have pretty much just turned on the Jets and just have not stopped since the All-Star break. Matt Olson is actually having a phenomenal year, an MVP-type season. And then, of course, Michael Harris, he's also been having a great year as well. He really hasn't been getting discussed as much as Olson and Acuña Jr., but and Sale, of course. But this team has been dominating. And the series against the Yankees was very close. All three games were very close. They just lost the one. One game went into, I think, the 10th or the 11th inning. So they just lost one in extra innings. So it's just kind of one of those seasons for the Braves. But, I mean, now they are really starting to get hot. They've hit the 70-win mark, which is what they definitely want. And they are still dominating their division. So I'm looking for the Braves to continue to dominate here down the stretch. Then at number three on my top 10 MLB power rankings at the Tampa Bay Rays, overall record of 71-46. They are 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they swept the series over the Colorado Rockies and then swept another series over the Seattle Mariners. And this team has just been on fire. This is another team that it kind of feels like, for the most part, they've been leading wire to wire. They still are tops in their division. They have not let go of that division lead for quite some time now. And it just kind of feels like every time they start to slump, they go right back at it, and here they are. They made a trade for Liam Hicks, which was huge because he's been a driving offensive force, literally since game one that they traded for him. And then, of course, their starting pitching continues to dominate as well, with Nick Martinez has 11 wins on the season with a 2.65 ERA. And then Rasmussen, he has 11 wins on the season and 130 strikeouts on the season as well. So this Tampa Bay Rays team is just dominating in every way. They are still the top team in the American League, which is crazy to say, because who would have thought they were going to be the top team in the American League? I didn't. I didn't even think they were going to be competing this year. But so far, they are really dominating in many different ways. They kind of remind me of the Brewers, where not a lot of people are probably taking them that serious when you look at it and you go, well, the American League is not that dominating. So I kind of feel like the Rays are the front runner in this, in not only in this division, but in this, in the American League as well. So Tampa Bay just continues to dominate. Then at number four in my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Chicago Cubs. Overall record of 69-50. They are 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they kicked the shit out of the Los Angeles Dodgers and swept their asses. Then they also took the series over the Kansas City Royals. And they're starting to get some really nice quality starts out of Matthew Boyd. He's starting to look like he's going to be their ace here, headed down the stretch and hopefully dominating down the playoffs. But, I mean, this team is winning in so many different ways. They've had multiple walk-offs just in the last week. They've been sweeping teams. They've been playing well against good teams like the Dodgers. They've been playing well against shitty teams like the Royals. And then, of course, PCA. This guy is looking like the MVP right now. I mean, at first it was looking like Ohtani was going to be the National League MVP again, but with his injury, it's kind of taken him out of the running, not like necessarily. I mean, he could obviously make a nice run here towards the last month or so of the regular season. But I just kind of feel like PCA has been the difference maker for this Cubs team. I mean, they've got a lot of guys stepping it up for him, but PCA, every time he comes up to bat, he gives them it all, and he just gives them this energy that you kind of look at this Cubs team and you're like, damn, they are playing so great, and PCA has just been making all the difference with this team, and he really is looking like the MVP so far. But things could change here down the stretch. I mean, there is still about a month and a half left of baseball, so plenty can happen, but PCA has really just been dominating, definitely the second half of the season, but really just been having a phenomenal year overall. Then at number five on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Boston Red Sox. Overall record of 64-53. They are 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they swept the series over the Chicago White Sox, but it finally took the Sacramento A's to cool off the Red Sox a little bit. They did lose the series against the A's, but that is the first series they have lost in quite a bit. They've also just been on a tear, so it's kind of shocking that they ended up losing to the A's of all teams, but even so, this team has been the hottest team in the second half of the season. They have been playing excellent baseball. They even got a great quality start out of their rookie starting pitcher, Peyton Tolley, had 14 strikeouts in 6 innings over the weekend. So he, just another guy who's coming out of nowhere and just giving them another great game. And then it looks like Adley Rutschman is probably going to be coming off of the injured list and finally making his Red Sox debut. They did trade for him at the trade deadline, but he was on the injured list. So they haven't been able to see what he's going to be like as a Red Sox. But I kind of feel like he's going to step right in and be another difference maker for this team. But the Red Sox, I kind of feel like the Rays might want to watch out for the Red Sox, even though they do have quite a little bit of cushion in between them and the Red Sox. But this Red Sox team looking like a really solid team right now. And even though the A's cooled them off, I kind of feel like they're going to be keeping it moving throughout the rest of the year, especially if Adley Rutschman happens to pay off as they expect him to. Then at number six on my top 10 MLB power rankings, the team that is just falling apart right now, and that is the Los Angeles Dodgers. Overall record of 70-48, and they are 2-8 in their last 10 games. So that's music to my ears as a Dodger hater. This past week, they lost a series to the Chicago Cubs and lost a series to the Arizona Diamondbacks. And they are, not only are they losing series, but they are getting their ass kicked. That Cubs series, the Cubs just obliterated them for the most part. And, you know, they just got Edwin Diaz back. He blew both of his saves that he has attempted, so he has not really panned out. So with that, the Dodgers actually ended up calling up a new relief pitcher this week, so we'll see what happens there, but they definitely need some help in the bullpen. And then also just the injuries between Otani and Freddie Freeman, who's been out only a week. It's not some debilitating injury that's going to keep him out a long time. As a matter of fact, he came back already from it. But I just kind of feel like part of the slump is Freeman was out. Otani's not been typical Otani. I mean, he's still playing great behind the plate, but he's not pitching. And, you know, he's not as dominating as he's been lately, but still. I kind of feel like that's really what's taken the wind out of the sails for the Dodgers. I don't expect this losing streak to last that long, which is why I said I'm going to enjoy it while it lasts. But even so, they are not looking good right now in any way, shape, or form, and I'm loving it. Then at number 7 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Philadelphia Phillies. Overall record of 63-56. They are 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Washington Nationals and lost the series to the Toronto Blue Jays. And this team's been very up and down, but definitely one good thing that's happened to them is they made a trade for Luis Arias at the trade deadline. And so far, the dude has been money. He's even hit a home run, and that's not what he's really known for. He's mostly known for just getting on base, getting stolen bases, and then scoring runs because he's always on base. But he actually did end up hitting a home run in one of his first home starts with the Phillies. So this is definitely paying off for them. And then Kyle Schwarber got back at it this weekend. He had a 2-home run game against the Blue Jays over the weekend. This Phillies team has been slumping a bit, and it's not a good time for them to slump because, like I said, the Braves are playing great baseball right now, and they were just starting to catch up to the Braves in the standings, and then all of a sudden they started losing and the Braves started winning, and now it looks like the Braves are just going to continue to pad that lead over the Phillies, and the Phillies are just going to be lucky to get that wild card spot. Then at number 8 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the New York Yankees. Overall record of 66-52. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the St. Louis Cardinals, but took the series over the Atlanta Braves. And they did call up a rookie this week, George Lombard Jr., and he's actually had 2 home runs. And not only that, too, he's made some great defensive plays as well. And it kind of looks like he's going to stick around through at least the rest of the season. So I kind of feel like that's... He's been their shining star so far because, I mean, so far the Yankees, it's been very up and down. I mean, Cam Schlittler had a gem of a game yesterday where he had 11 strikeouts, and then they blew it in the end, and the Braves ended up winning the game. And they've just kind of had games like that where the starting pitcher comes out, has a great start, and then they pull the starter, and then the bullpen blows it, or somebody in the defense blows it. And that was actually kind of the theme of their entire season last year, and now it's starting to become the theme of the second half of the season. I guess you could just really tell that the injuries to Judge and Stanton and Bellinger are really starting to take a toll on them, and even Jazz Chisholm starting to cool off a little bit right now as well. So this Yankees team, while they're still playing pretty well, have a really nice record so far, they really need some of their offensive forces back, and it's really starting to show every single game, and the starting pitchers are really, it's really relying on all of them, and it just sucks because every time they pull the starters out, it just feels like that's when the game gets away from the Yankees, and that's just kind of been what it feels like the last couple of weeks for them. Then at number 9 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Houston Astros, overall record of 60-59. They are 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost the series to the Toronto Blue Jays and then lost the series to the San Diego Padres. Yordan Alvarez, though, he is in line for the Triple Crown this year. Right now, he's batting a .322, which leads to major leagues, 35 home runs, which leads to major leagues, and 86 RBI, which leads to major leagues. I mean, this guy's been having a great year. I mean, he actually didn't have that great of a game. I think it was yesterday or the day before he went 0-4. But that's going to happen to you on occasions. But Yordan is just lighting them up. This Houston Astros team's really starting to get going, too. This is not when you want to see the Astros get going. Because they're always a great second-half team, always a great playoff team because they've got a lot of veteran experience there. And then, of course, they are in a very weak division. And so now I kind of feel like the Astros are actually going to start running away with this division unless the Mariners are able to step it up or the Rangers. But I really actually don't see it. The Mariners have just been in complete disarray this year. They have not been able to get on track. And then the Rangers, it's the same thing. They really don't look good at all. So I kind of feel like this division is all ready for the Astros to take, and they already have taken it, and I just kind of feel like they're going to go ahead and hang on to it for the rest of the season. But you really want to keep an eye out for Yordan, because he is having a phenomenal year, which says a lot because he's had an amazing career, and to add a triple crown to his already amazing career would be a top-notch thing to add to his already stellar resume. And then rounding out the top 10 MLB power rankings this week, have the Chicago White Sox, overall record of 61-56. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost the series to the Boston Red Sox and then took the series over the Cleveland Guardians, which they definitely needed to do because this is their division rival. And the White Sox are still in first place in their division, so they're still in line for a playoff spot. And then Colson Montgomery had a big game over the Guardians this weekend. Hit a couple home runs, and they're just getting a lot of solid production from a lot of different guys. They did slump a little bit this week, but then again, they went up against the Boston Red Sox, so everybody's kind of slumping against the Red Sox right now. But overall, I'm looking at the White Sox to be a very solid team, and if they're able to just hold on to this division, they could be... I obviously don't expect them to win a World Series, but I just kind of feel like they might be a team you don't want to see in that first round, especially, like I was saying, the American League, I kind of feel like is completely up for grabs. The National League is too, but I feel like the National League is a lot more dominant. You've got teams like the Braves, who are stacked from top to bottom with their roster. Then you, get, of course, have the Dodgers, stacked from top to bottom with their roster. Then you got the Phillies, stacked from top to bottom with their roster. And then, of course, the Brewers just playing excellent baseball right now. And then the Cubs as well. But then you look at the American League and you just go, the Tampa Bay Rays are about the only team that's really dominated, that's been the most consistent, and that looks like the only team that's for sure making the playoffs, whereas everybody else, it's a crapshoot, because even though the Red Sox are playing great baseball right now, doesn't mean they can't slump and turn it into a massive losing streak and just miss out on the playoffs. And then, of course, like I told you, the Yankees, they've been up and down, but then again, they've got a lot of guys coming back from the injured list, so they could still put it together. And then, of course, like I said, the Astros. You cannot overlook this Astros team. They have not been the same Astros of old, but man, they've got a lot of veterans who know how to win in the postseason, and I just would not put it past the Astros to make a nice little run here. Not only for the second half of the season, but also deep into the playoffs. All right, y'all, enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I may or may not talk to you on Friday, but if not Friday, then next Monday for show. Peace.